Insight on Business, the NewsHour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the NewsHour, the Friday edition. And the weekend edition, as a matter of fact. And what do? Each and every we get really hyper-local as we talk to Jeff Pitts. He's the managing editor of City View Magazine. He knows what to do in the metro on account of he is City View. And Jeff, welcome back. Happy Friday to you. I know we have some strange things going on. But, yeah. How are things over there at City View these days?
Things are fun.
There you go. That's what I like to hear.
It's all about the attitude. It's good. It's been a busy week for me. I'm writing a hockey story, and you know, not everyone in the world cares about when my deadlines are.
Right. Let's go ahead and talk about that, because I think it's a great
story.
So there's
a lot going on in hockey, and it all happened right after I finished my story. So, thus is the fun parts of
Let's break
it.
That
was fun. I got to write two stories for the price of one.
Yeah, so you were writing a story about who, the Bucks?
The Bucks of the Wild, yeah. Yep. But and then, you know, turn in the story.
That was on what day?
That was on probably turned it in Wednesday.
Okay, so you turned your story in on Wednesday. Tuesday. That you've been working on all this time.
And I knew there was going to be some news, but there's big news in Buccaneer land.
Yeah.
You saw the news. The new stadium in the works for Admiral Hay Mall.
Yep.
3,500-seat stadium, which is about the size of their current venue.
It's in the old Yonkers building.
In the old Yonkers department store.
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal. And it's big. Big thing for Buck Nation. You know, the Bucks have been around a long time. They have an extremely loyal fan base,
right.
Passionate fans, and it is amateur hockey. You know, it's not at the level of the Iowa Wild, which is just, you know, basically like the Iowa Cubs of hockey, but it is the highest level of pre-college hockey.
Right.
You know, people, it's a pretty exclusive league. Kids come from around the country to play here.
Deeper than just hockey. This move, I think, and there's another deal going on out in West Des Moines, another skating rink and indoor facility.
That's right.
And so it always has troubled me just a bit. And I've been a season ticket holder for the Wild since they came to town, and they were before the Chops. They were the Stars, you know. So I go back a long ways with these guys. And it always surprised me that Iowa was not a hockey state. Because, you know, it gets cold here in the winter. We get ice and stuff. And, you know, you look north up in Minneapolis, and they're just crazy hockey people. And, you know, so I'm from Detroit originally. And, you know the Red Wings story, for crying out loud.
Sure.
And but hockey in Iowa was – and then when the Stars came, and then they became the Chops, and then they became the Wild, and that relationship between the Minnesota Wild and the Iowa Wild happened, which was the great bit of news.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, they're just – you know, if it wasn't for COVID, we would have had a heck of a season. And, you know, so what this – I guess my point is –
the Wild were having their best season ever last year before it got cut short. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, so with this move for the Bucks, which really ramps up what they're doing, this spells really good things for hockey in the state of Iowa.
For sure.
Yeah.
Central Iowa in particular. Yeah. Yeah, they'll have four rinks there, not just the Bucks rink. There'll be four rinks for youth hockey. They will, of course, there's the other rinks. I can't remember how many, but it's multiple rinks, what you're talking about, out in West Des Moines by the West
College.
Side DMAC. And that's a huge expansion on its own. It's unknown if the current rink will still be open for youth hockey or not. They don't know what they're going to do with it yet. But
I was going to ask you about that. You know, any inside track on that? I suspect that they'll tear it down and put in a come and go.
Or something. Who knows? They're not saying they don't. They honestly just don't know yet. It's too early. they do own the rink and the land. They will are, you know.
They put a Walgreens.
Obviously, they want to grow youth hockey, but I think that land's pretty valuable right there. Probably
it is. And, Yeah. And as you know, they where of course we're doing this hyper local show right now. people in Germany right now are listening to this, going, "What the hell are they talking about?" Anyway, so yeah. But as you know, the old Kmart store that was kind of across the street from the Bucks Arena has all been redesigned and redone.
Yeah. Is that open now? It looked like it might
not
be.
Not yet.
Not open.
I don't know what they're going to do with it. But anyway, it's but a massive redo there. And so that's a pretty valuable line.
I think it's storage. I think it's indoor storage. And I was over there because I was at the Bucks place. But
nosing around.
Like, I didn't see construction. Yeah.
Nosing around.
So,
all right. So anyway, the Bucks story that is in the
speaking of the Bucks, they are gonna hopefully open this weekend. They're supposed to open a couple weeks ago, but
it's been an issue.
Players, one of the teams had COVID, so they.
So everything everything we're talking about is kind of a maybe.
Yeah, all these things, you know.
Yeah,
we don't know. So check your local listings for instance.
What else you got?
The Bucks, I should say the Bucks, as we've talked about before, but if people weren't listening, 80% of the roof blew off in derecho, and as a result, they'll be starting the season downtown at Wells Fargo Arena this season. So don't go to Buccaneer Stadium.
No, don't go there.
Do go to Wells Fargo Arena, and they'll have safety protocols in place, plenty of space for pod seating and all that sort of thing. And that's starting now. Here we go, hockey.
Hockey.
Let's see. All right. So Central College Theater Department is presenting a film called Transformed.
Oh.
Online.
It's a movie?
This weekend. Yeah. It's a movie called Transformed.
And they're doing it at Central College. That's interesting.
At Central College. It can be accessed at central.edu/transformed. The nearly 60-minute film is an original production directed by Mary Jo Saad, professor of theater. So this is a film they made.
So you can do this online. You can see this online.
Yeah.
It's a Central College original, Transformed. Ah, neat. When is that?
When is it? This weekend.
This weekend.
Right now.
Now.
You can go there right now. This started a couple days ago, so through Saturday. That's kind of neat.
Yeah, it is. See, all right. We were talking off mic here just a little bit ago about how there can be opportunity even in the face of everything else that's going on out there. I mean, here's one here. I mean, Central College does a film, and rather than pack a theater, they're going to do this all online. So, yeah, why not? Perfect.
Why not?
I like it.
Perfect. Let's see. Saturday, more ice. Brenton Skating Plaza opens.
All right. Tomorrow. Is it going to be warm enough? I mean, cold enough? I mean, we probably go swimming down there.
Yeah, what's the weather like? I mean, I know it's nice now.
It's pretty nice on Friday, but this weekend I don't know. We're wrapping the chicken coop this weekend. I know that. You know, winterizing.
Open your skates. It says capacity is limited to 50%. Looks like it's going to be open. I don't know. Maybe they have a way to cool it. I don't know.
Yeah, could be. I don't skate. You know.
You don't?
Oh no. That would be a tragedy. If you could do a film for Central College called Tragedy on Ice.
Tragedy.
Man, that's it. No skating for me, man.
Iowa State plays tomorrow. There'll be a watch party at the Hall in West Des Moines. They're taking on Kansas State.
All right, the Hall.
The Hall. You been out there lately?
Probably not. Not lately. No, not lately. I was out there for their grand opening. I know the guys that own that place. It really is a nice venue. And the distillery that's out there, and the food trucks that are out there, and they've got the whole system is really neat. It's kind of like a food truck university where they are giving people opportunities to learn culinary arts. It's really nice. So good stuff.
Now's your chance. Saturday, also Saturday, Des Moines drive-through Winter's Farmers and Makers Market, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Ah.
Principal Park parking lot.
So this is
30 vendors selling a variety of products, gift items from local artists and makers, food and drink options, and more. Meat, cheese, wine, artisan foods, pies, pastries, bread, honey, jam, salsa.
Wow. Is this Crystal? Is this the Crystal Market?
The Christian Kin? No, this is different.
Oh, okay. It's different.
But it sounds like it's going to be a similar setup.
Yeah, because I know that I think their thing, their whole deal, Suzanne Hull is heading that up, and I think that I think it wraps up on the 22nd. I don't know. Anyway. I'm trying to remember.
Probably of December, right?
No, of this. I don't know. I thought it was this.
You're talking about the Christian Kind.
Yes, yes. Chris Kindle Market.
I think that's a December thing.
Clearly, we have no idea, right?
That or I missed it.
There you go.
I could be wrong, but.
Well, this is really an entertaining segment. I mean, we're just kind of throwing stuff up on the wall, going, I don't know, you know.
Spitballing.
Yeah, I like it. Okay, so we got that going also, on.
Saturday night, the Thanksgiving play. Online, it's another online thing. You know, all the theaters are transforming to this online thing because, obviously, why?
Yeah.
That's what they need to do. But, and these are free, I think, this one here is anyway. A troop of terminally woke teaching artists scramble to create a pageant that somehow manages to celebrate both Turkey Day and Native American Heritage Month.
Oh, interesting.
Good intentions collide with absurd assumptions.
Will hijinks ensue?
I assume so.
Oh, okay. Where? Who's doing this?
This is Theater Midwest, and you can find them online. And I think you have to reserve a spot online, actually.
Got it. All right. Theater Midwest. Nice.
More holiday stuff. It's that time of year, Michael. You got your tree up, by the way? You know, usually I stop by at some point and see the decorations.
I know. Yeah,
listen to the doorbell. Did you ever change the doorbell?
No, it's the doorbell. I can't remember what the song is. Joy to the World. I don't know what it is. Anyway, no, it's I've never changed it. It's still play from last holiday season. You know, I live in a mixed marriage household.
Uh-huh.
My bride happens to be Christian. I'm not, and I mean, this is the time of the year when it looks like Santa Claus throws up in our house.
I mean, you guys,
you
guys do it right.
It's all my bride. It's all her. Yeah, when I set up for Hanukkah, I go and I get the menorah out of the box. I set it up. It takes me 30 seconds. She works on this Christmas stuff for like, I don't know, weeks.
It shows. It is an impressive.
It is impressive.
I mean, you have multiple trees, but that main tree might be the
best. I should shoot.
I've ever seen.
Yeah, I should shoot a photograph of that and include that in the blog. But yeah, it's. This is her thing.
She should put on a class.
An online class. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So no. No Christmas decorations up yet. I suspect that the itch will be there come the day after Thanksgiving. And then I will be forced to haul box after box after box out of the room of doom upstairs.
See, we're actually doing it tomorrow.
Oh, there you go. I've got friends. Our daughter.
We're quarantining over the weekend, so we thought it might be a good time to do it.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
Holiday Promenade returns to the East Village. This started the other day. Be Wednesdays and Sundays for the next 6 weeks. All sorts of fun stuff is going on. Holiday lights, shopping specials.
East Village.
Festive celebrations.
Wednesdays and Sundays.
Wednesdays and Sundays, that's right. And speaking of the East Village, I was just reading next issue of City View. Dirt Burger is down in the East Village. They won the City View's Ultimate Burger Contest.
Dirt Burger?
Dirt Burger. Sounds delicious, doesn't it? But it is delicious, apparently. They won the vote. Jim Duncan, our food writer, he said this is the best. And get this. They won the burger contest, and it's a vegan burger.
I'm telling you. I saw, by the way, speaking of that.
No meat.
Yeah, I saw that's really kind of interesting, and I saw a commercial. I was watching the football game on Thursday night, and I saw a commercial from Pizza Hut. They have just rolled out a vegan, well, not vegan, I guess it is. It's a no meat sausage pizza. So, I mean, the sausage
no
is...
No meat sausage.
Right. It's plant-based. And for those of us who don't mix milk and meat because we happen to be Jews, there you go. I'm thinking, hey, Pizza Hut wins. So the dirt burger.
You old enough to remember the meatza?
No. The meatza? What's that?
It was Pizza Hut or Domino's. I don't remember which. They had a pizza called the meatza.
It was just loaded with meat.
This is where I would have been like late 80s, early 90s. And it just had all meat. It had every kind of meat. It had sausage, pepperoni, hamburger, Canadian bacon.
That's a meatza. That's kind of sound.
They call it the meatza.
The meatza pizza. That kind of sounds a little bit like, what are those guys? Not Domino's. Little Caesars. Kind of sounds like a Little Caesars pizza, doesn't it? A meatza pizza?
Meatza pizza.
Mm.
Dirt burger is the opposite of the meatza.
Got it. When you said dirt burger, I remember years ago when we would... That's a glimpse into the past. When we would be out grilling, me and my buddies up there in Michigan, and we would drop, because invariably somebody would have too many beverages and miss the grill, and the burger would land in the dirt.
Uh-huh.
And so, those were all christened dirt burgers.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
This is not that.
Oh, okay. All right. All right.
I'm looking at their website right now. Volcano burger, right. Spicy dirt patty, hot pepper cheese, jalapeno broccoli slaw.
Wow. All kinds of interesting things. Dirt burger. East Village. All right. Mark it down.
Oh, the Cobra Kai. Anyway, we'll move on.
All right.
Vegan food, vegetarian food, it's come a long way.
Yeah, it is a big deal.
Since I had my first, what did they used to call those?
Morningstar Farms.
What's that?
Well, that was, they are, first of all, it's all plant-based. They make mm-hmm. sausages and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I remember my rabbi's sons were big into that. And, of course, that's what they would cook there at the shul. And, so that was my first mm-hmm. experience with plant-based stuff. Morningstar Farms is the brand name. Good stuff. But anyway. But now it's like all over the place. And it's really catching on. All right.
It is. Amen. Moving on to more theater, the Des Moines Playhouse's new Onyx script reading series. The series' first script is Widows by Gillian Flynn and Steve McQueen. Hmm. Evening is free and open to anyone on Zoom. The reading will be presented on Zoom at 6:30 p.m. Sunday.
What does this mean? What is it, a reading? Are people trying out for the part, or are they practicing?
I think they're performing it. Okay. So they'll,
Got it. So they'll read their parts rather
than performance. Okay. Right.
Nice. Des Moines Playhouse.
Could be interesting. Widows is the story of four women connected by their dead husband's criminal activities. They band together to take control of their collective debt and futures.
Sounds a lot like, I think there's a TV series out there where it's something along this line. So what day is all of this happening with Des Moines
Sunday.
Playhouse?
Sunday. Right. Outdoor ice rinks should be open.
Yep.
The city has a bunch of them now at the various parks.
Go swimming.
I've got a list of them, but not in front of me. There's one at Lions Park in Johnston, or Lions Park in Urbandale, 72nd and Aurora, and Johnston Commons in Johnston.
Nice.
Two big ones.
Skating.
I think they're free.
All right.
You got to bring your own skates, though.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. What else you want to know about?
I think we're...
Virtual Festival of Trees. Yeah, it's called a wrap. We got Jingle in the Junction. Disney on Ice coming, starting Thursday, wow. too. We can talk more about that next week.
Wow, all kinds of stuff happening.
All the holiday stuff.
It is that time.
It's been a couple of slow weeks.
I know. Well, Jeff Pitts, thank you for doing this. We got 20 minutes in, and people are sitting out there listening to this in Afghanistan going, what the heck are they talking about anyway? What is this? All right, Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, he is the managing editor of City View. He knows what to do on a kind of, he works at City View. Thanks for doing this, my friend.
Thank you, Michael.
All right, that's a wrap for today's show and for the week. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is none other than the wonderful Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right this moment was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Jeff Pitts, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.